It's almost like, when is the best time to plant a tree? It's now. I mean, you can't go back. You can only start now and go forward. Worst case scenario is you don't do anything, you're never going to move forward. So you have to take baby steps, just like hiking the Appalachian Trail. It's one step at a time. That's a long trip, but you will get nowhere if you just stand still.
Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show for Bold Women in Business. We are passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Brenda Stroud. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, girl. Hey.
And our guest today is Coach Bonnie Huggins, creator of the Rental Wealth Blueprint, where she helps women build profitable rental portfolios. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, girls. Hey, how you doing? Great to be on here with you today.
Great to have you.
Yes. And Bonnie is one of my very best students. I'm going to say this boldly, one of my best students of all time, because she has been running with confidence, launching her coaching program, hosting workshops, getting clients into her program, and helping so many people. And I'm so excited for what you're doing, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on here. And it's an honor to have you as a coach. I mean, you are just an incredible coach, but also a true powerhouse. And I can say for sure that your guidance has been pivotal in my shaping my coaching program and business. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Bonnie, we want to kind of start back from the beginning. Tell us how you got into real estate investing. Like, when did you buy your first property?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm 65, y'all. And that was a long time ago. I bought a little townhouse and did it just the regular way, where you just buy it off the MLS with a realtor. You pretty much pay full price. You get out of the bank and get a regular loan. And then you rent it out as a long-term rental. And that was probably 30 years ago. And I managed it myself and kept it until I was divorced. And then we just sold everything and I started over. I had two rentals before I got divorced. And always did what I wanted to get back into real estate.
Yeah. Tell us about where you live and where do you invest?
Right now, I used to live in Atlanta. Now I've come back home to where I went to high school. I'm in Harrisonburg, Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley. And I invest right around where I am. I teach my students that you know your own backyard and you're familiar with the market and it's easy to check on properties. You don't have to travel. And so that's where I have my properties now.
You know, you said something that I think is important to stress. You mentioned two areas that we want to encourage other women in. One, you mentioned your maturity. So it's never too late. It's just a number. It's never too late to kind of, you know, get out here and fulfill your investment dreams. And then you mentioned starting over after a divorce. Mm-hmm. So, right. You know, so those two really tie together, because I have a similar experience. Just because you've gone through a divorce, just because you're mature, you're at the second or third phase of your life, it's never too late to start over. So you're a fine example of what that looks like, to not let the circumstances of your life stop you from, you know, accomplishing or moving towards achieving your goals and your dreams. So I think that's important for us to stress out, is to stress at this point as women who always are recovering and elevating to the next level despite the circumstances of our life. So I wanted to kind of point that out.
Exactly. And you know, the word, I love those words you use to describe it, but I also love Serena Williams when she retired from tennis. Yeah. She was being interviewed and I watched that match and I remember seeing her. It stuck with me. She said, "I'm not retiring. I'm evolving." That's how I look at all of us that are going through transitions and basically reinventing ourselves. So thank you, Serena Williams, for that word, because I truly try to live by that. I evolve.
Yeah.
And I don't ever plan on retiring. So
that's good.
Yeah. It's too much fun.
Yeah. Well, and that idea of starting over and you know, starting your next chapter, evolving to your next phase of life and what that looks like for you. It brings me to this word that, like, if somebody said, how do you describe Bonnie? I would say tenacious. Mm-hmm. Bonnie is tenacious. Mm-hmm. And you're, when you approach your business, when you approach like building your rental portfolio and shifting and figuring it out. And then when you decided to launch a coaching program, I have never seen someone as tenacious as wow. you in getting started and like doing hard things and tackling the next step and learning what you don't know and figuring out so that you can be of service to others. Mm-hmm. And so this, like, you evolved and changed in this chapter of your life and grew as a real estate investor, but then you also took that step to say, and I want to help other people also be successful. That's, you know, a calling on my life is to serve others and not just build my own portfolio, but help them build theirs.
Exactly.
And so, let's talk about, like, what is that, you know, what is that fire in you? Because a lot of people, once they hit their 60s, are talking about slowing down.
Yeah. Well, for me, I always love challenges and I love to stay active and I don't like sitting around and I'm creative and I'm always looking at real estate and watching what other women are doing. They encourage me. And even though I am 65, I'm probably at the top of the group of the real estate investor, you know, women that we know, our little group. I just feel like I'm learning all these things and I want to share it. I want to teach it to not only women that are at my stage of life, but I also have a lot of younger women that look to me and ask me for advice. And so I want to share it with everyone. But the main thing that I want to get across to women my age and women that have gone through transitions like I have is that you can start over and there is hope. And I feel from all the areas that I have tried and explored, I feel like the rental portfolio is what's going to carry us to the next level and create generational wealth, the buy and holds. And so that's how I ended up going in and figuring out a way that I could create an income and not use up what I had in savings from my divorce or my father passed away and I had a small inheritance, saving that so that I could live the rest of my life and not have to go back to work in a corporate job or work for someone else. I wanted to make a way to make that last. And the rental income is helping that in a big way.
Yeah, awesome.
That's a great point.
Yeah, so talk to us about your approach in long-term holds. How do you make sure that you are creating a profitable portfolio? Because a lot of people struggle with that. Like,
yes.
They're like, I got rental properties, but they're not really making me any money. They're actually costing me money. So what's your approach to making
it? Yes, and also people think when they think rental properties, they think a lot of work involved, right? A lot of time involved. And most women don't want that. So what I did, I was buying properties and increasing my portfolio, but I wanted to slow down and stop that because I was creating work for myself. And what I decided I was going to do was maximize the rental income that I was receiving from each property. Mm-hmm. So through coaching and learning and strategizing and practicing and trying new things, I came up with my midterm rentals are my sweet spots. Mm-hmm. I have short-term rental. I have long-term rental. Of course, you want to have a diverse portfolio of anything, right? You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. But the midterm rentals have just been my super sweet spot. Short-term rentals are a lot of work and a lot of turnover. And even though they may bring in more income, more rental income, you have more expenses. And when you think about the time involved, it just narrows it down to just a very little profitability as far as I'm concerned. So the midterms, you still have some turnover. It's not as much, but you can make more money than a long-term. And things like you think about the market, the avatars, you have digital nomads. You have, since 2020, especially, a lot of people are working from home and traveling around and living in different places. And they want to live in a property that it's fully furnished. All the utilities are included, lawn care, high speed internet, all of that is basically turnkey down to the silverware. They just walk in and make it a home. You also have traveling medical professionals. You have, this is another big area, is displaced families from insurance claims. Right. That is a huge area that you can help a family move into a property. Normally the insurance companies put these families in hotels and they can't stay there long term, you know, with the dog and kids. They want a home. And then corporate housing. Mm-hmm. So there's a big niche right there, a big need also for that market. Mm-hmm. And I can pivot. I can do, like you said, quarter turns. I can change up the strategy between the long term, short term, mid term. And that's how I have increased my rental profits for the properties.
Mm-hmm. Now, when in determining which one was the best strategy for you, it was based a lot on the needs in the area too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also do hybrids where it may be a midterm, but I could fill in with a short term as long. I try to keep them 8 days or longer just so they stay in that long-term realm as far as the IRS is concerned. And another thing that I do teach my students is not just building a profitable rental portfolio, but also considering the tax implications when we are making these real estate moves. Okay. Yeah. And setting up your entities safely and correctly from the get-go, so that as we're building these portfolios that we want to have create generational wealth and pass down to our children or anyone, you know, any friends or anything we want to leave our assets to, we are protecting it along the way through the entity setup. Mm-hmm. Okay. The legal structure. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have a lawsuit and we're found liable and then our personal assets are at risk.
That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I just perked up because you said something about the IRS and how they look at different property mm-hmm. types from a long-term versus midterm versus short-term. Okay. I feel really silly right now, but I didn't know there was a difference and I have a little bit of each, but what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, as far as the deductions that you can tax benefits you can receive with the IRS, you know, in addition to depreciation, there's also the short-term rentals. Those are 7 nights and under. That's mm-hmm. considered a short-term rental. Mm-hmm. And you can get a tax benefit by doing that short-term rental loophole. But the thing I love is midterms fall into the long-term realm. So that's mm-hmm. anything from 8 nights and more. And that's the average stay for the year. Okay? So that falls into, the IRS doesn't recognize midterm rentals yet, really. They're in the long-term rental realm as far as the IRS is concerned. So there's all kinds of things you can get into as far as like qualifying for real estate professional status. Again, there's the short-term loophole, just lots of tax benefits that a lot of women aren't familiar with. Mm-hmm. And we want to get as much tax deductions as we can from what we're doing in real estate, because every dollar that we save in paying taxes is a dollar we earn. So that's another way to earn income from real estate, is reducing your tax liability.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super important.
Yeah. And I, you know, when you say those things, I'm like, oh yeah, we do some of that stuff, but I don't teach that type of strategy. So I never really like articulated it that way. So I think that's really helpful though, for people to understand. And I think especially people who are concerned about mm-hmm. paying too much in taxes, I know that's a big issue. If you are building multiple streams of income, that if you have a way to offset that income with the deductions from real estate, it is game changer, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I really think that that's where I think the education probably needs to start if you're considering getting into real estate investing, so that you can, you know, set it up correctly from the very beginning. Unfortunately, that's not where my journey started. So going forward, but the thing about it, especially when you're talking about taxes and structure, it's never too late to go back, make the correction, and then move forward with a strategy that's going to best suit your family in the long run. So I want people to understand that even though they may have done something totally different before, or it's not right, or they haven't even thought about how to structure their business in reference to taxes, it's never too late. You just got to get in the room with the right person to help you to restructure and to move forward in a way that's beneficial. And that sounds like that's one of the things that you're saying that you teach your students, which I think is different from what other coaches are teaching when it comes down to real estate investing in certain strategies. So I like hearing that. And I'm like, okay, I might need to talk to her. You just never know.
Yeah. And also, Brenda, think about if you set up the entities correctly so that you have firewalls, vertical and horizontal, mm-hmm. from your properties to your personal self, you have this separation. That's the big word, is separation. That's also another way to save money, because if you were to be found liable and you had a lawsuit, you would be losing money, right? Mm-hmm. But by protecting yourself and being proactive from the beginning, this way we can protect our assets and feel, you know, sleep at night, right?
Yeah. So Bonnie, one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is the need to pivot, to shift strategy. So how does someone know if they need to pivot or to shift their strategy on their rental income or tax, like how they're handling things? Like, because some people don't know what they don't know, and they're just doing the best that they can. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a great coach comes in, is to help you identify. So what are some things that you look for when you're looking at someone's portfolio to help them to identify if it is time to make a change?
Well, I think the big thing is if they're maximizing their rental income. A lot of people say long-term properties, a lot of people don't increase their rental rate. There's a turnover, or they may just increase it by $15 a month, something like that. And you really have to go and look at the market and see what is out there for rent so that you can charge accordingly, or maybe even a little higher to see if you get someone that will pay that. You can always negotiate down, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's negotiable. And so profits. So also it's lifestyle. It's one of the things I talk to my students about at the very beginning, is we start off with mindset, and then we get into lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you want to lead? Because that will determine what type of strategy you may want to move into for your long-term rentals, you know, which would be midterm or a short-term world. And then also it's the market. Like, what is the market needing? Right. So if you have a short-term rental and your lifestyle is that you don't want to be that busy overseeing the whole management team, then you may want to pivot and do something like a midterm. You already have it furnished, so why not market it as a midterm rental and get a longer tenant in there under a lease where they have some skin in the game. They've put a security deposit down, a pet deposit, whereas the short-term rental world doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And then you don't have as much turnover. You're making more of an income on a monthly basis, and you're helping a family that's there to live versus a vacationer. So it's a whole different mindset and a whole different type of avatar. So those are just a few reasons why someone would pivot. Also, like if they didn't have enough time all of a sudden, if they had a you know, something happened in their life that they didn't have the time to oversee, then they may want to shift into a long-term rental. Okay. And just let it ride for a year or 9 months.
I'm
in the process of doing something like that with my, I only have one short-term rental, and I always think of it from the standpoint of, with a short-term rental, you have to touch it so frequently. With a long-term rental, you don't. So that in and of itself is the reason why I'm trying to rotate, because I want to focus on other things, not on a complaint from a temporary, someone who stayed 2 days and they want half their money back because the Wi-Fi wasn't working. I don't want to deal with that.
Right. You know what I mean? And then you're also herding cats because you have the cleaners and you have the lawn care people and you're trying to get a 5-star. It's that whole world.
Yeah.
And like you said, they are high maintenance, the vacationers, versus someone that's a midterm rental. They're coming in for work, or maybe they're looking to buy a home in the area and they just don't know where to buy one yet. So they just want to land in a place. I have some tenants right now that are in that situation. I also rent out to, it, you could call it luxury student rentals. I'm in a college town, and I have two freshman boys who are staying at a property. Their parents are paying the rent, and it's kind of a bougie place, a two-bedroom, one bath, but they can park their trucks there, and they can drive to, they can ride their, you know, bikes to campus. It's not that far, but they're living in a space that where they have their own washer and dryer and their own kitchen, and they don't want to live on campus. So there's that market too, the luxury student rental market, which I would classify as a midterm rental. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
So Bonnie, like, you are also one of the busiest people I know. And I don't say that lightly, because I know some busy people, but you're kind of a jet setter. You're traveling all over the world, all over the place, while you're launching your businesses and while you're taking care of your rental portfolio. And one of my favorite things that you tell me, you're like, my first coaching session, I delivered from Switzerland while I was on a trip. And that same week, you were in a boot camp that was on, you know, in a time zone on the other side of the planet. I don't know how you have the energy to do it, but like, how do you decide what hits your priorities when you're such a busy person?
Well, of course, you can have simultaneous priorities, right? Because one of my priorities is to have fun and go on adventures with my new husband, Andy. And he is so great and supportive. He's like, sure, go down to the lobby at 2 a.m. and, you know, have your first class of your first course. That's fine. And it actually worked out okay with the boot camp and my class going on, because I didn't miss out on anything during the day, right? Because I was up at night working on these things, so I could do it all, right?
Who needs but sleep?
I mean, I got some sleep and then I took a nap later. But you just work it out. Like, I don't want to miss out on anything. And we just have a lot of fun, and we already had that trip planned. So I went ahead and started my class, and everyone loved me teaching from Switzerland. They thought that was really cool. So I just fit it in. I make it work.
You mentioned something else I think is important to point out is the support.
You have to have support around
the things that we're trying to do, and to educate as many women as we can. And you got to have a good support system around you. So that sounds like something that you have. So that's a blessing too.
Yes, he's great. Yeah, he really is.
Bonnie, how long have you and Andy been together?
We've been married for 2.5 years, but we've been together for more than that. And it's our second marriages. You know, he likes to joke around and say that we've been married for 60 something years, just to two different people. We were both in 30 something year marriages. I was married for 37 years.
Okay.
Yes. When my life changed in 2020 is when I got divorced.
Yeah.
So, Andy and I got married in 2023. So I met him not long after that. And actually, the thing that perked up my ears when I first met him was that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. And that was something that I've always wanted to do. It's a footpath on the East Coast, you know, from Maine to Georgia. And I actually hiked the last 3 years with him and his group that had been together for 20 years section hiking. So we finished in 2020, and that was a big deal. So
adventurous. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like this is so inspiring. Like, I feel like people half your age don't do some of the cool things that you do. I'm really excited to share this with our listeners, because you have not only started over in your career multiple times, started over after 37 years of marriage. Some people would throw in the towel and say, well, that's it for me. But you're building the life of your dreams, and you're living a life that you love while you're building the life of your dreams at the same time. And so you're such an inspiration.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I have one more thing I want to tell everybody. Our goal on our bucket list is to see all the national parks before we die. And we're on 23 of 60 something. So that's another thing, is have a bucket list. Definitely have a bucket list, and make sure that you balance your life, build your business, but also have fun. Okay. It's so important.
Yeah. I love it. And I think a lot of people would use some of the things that are going on in your life as a reason why they can't do something else. or a reason to put it off till next year. I mean, I talk to people every week that are like, well, I got this trip coming up, so I can't get started. I'm like, your trip is like a week. We're talking about your whole life.
Right.
What you want it to look like.
Right.
So, yeah. But you know, what would you say to someone who is telling themselves that now's not the time mm-hmm. for them to do the thing that they're dreaming of?
Well, it's almost like, when is the best time to plant a tree, right? It's now. I mean, you can't go back. You can only start now and go forward. And worst case scenario is you don't do anything. You're never going to move forward. So you have to take baby steps, just like hiking the Appalachian Trail. It's one step at a time. That's a long trip, right?
Yeah.
But you will get nowhere if you just stand still.
That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Bonnie, who is a good fit for your coaching program? If somebody's like, I love Bonnie, I want to learn from her. Who is your program for?
Definitely women. I want to help women. And the primary woman is someone who has gone through a transition, someone mm-hmm. who is evolving, someone that has had, say, a divorce, or they've retired from their job, from their W-2, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the rest of their life. And they probably have children or someone that they want to hand down their assets to, their net worth, and they just want to build their wealth and have something that's bringing in a stream of income for them. They love to help other people. They probably love to design and decorate, because that's part of this too, is furnishing these properties. And they just want to be a good person, a good landlady, good landlord, right? Mm-hmm. So that's who my target student is.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you or connect with you about becoming your student, what's the best way for them to find you?
My email is bonnie@bonniehuggins.com. And I also am on Facebook and under Bonnie Huggins, and you can reach me at my website, which is bonniehuggins.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. And then Bonnie, if you were to encourage our listeners to do something, to take bold action this week, what is the one thing you would encourage them to do?
Reach out to me. And let me talk to you. I have a, you can work with me for 4 days for 30 minutes a day. And I will tell you how I built this $10,000 a month plus rental income, net profit coming in. I will go through the steps, explain it to you, and teach you what I've learned.
Oh, I love it. And what does it cost for someone to do that with you?
It is absolutely free. I'm just offering this because I want to teach people how to do this, teach women how to do this.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then if they want to go deeper, they can look into my program, my coaching program.
All right. Okay, listeners. So you heard this. If you are Bonnie's target, you're a woman who wants to learn how to build a profitable rental portfolio, Bonnie is offering to work with you for free for 4 days to teach you how she built her $10,000 a month income portfolio. This is incredible, Bonnie. That's an amazing offer. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners. Beautiful, beautiful. And Brenda, if somebody wants to connect with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Okay. Yes, you can reach me, of course, on Facebook, my name, Brenda Stroud, or you can email me at hello@brendastroud.com. And my website is also my name, brendastroud.com.
We have a theme here.
Yes.
Listeners, if you want to get in touch with me, reach out at AndreaEngstrom.com. And so I'm always hosting workshops. My upcoming workshop is called 100K in 90 Days, how I launched my coaching program and how I get to work with amazing coaches like Bonnie to help them launch their own coaching programs as well. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, you can always join me in my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where we talk about strategies for clarity and confidence and making powerful connections so you can build the business and the life that you love. Hey, Bonnie, do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners who have just fallen in love with you today?
Oh, gosh. The main thing is just take action. Do something to move forward. Don't stand still and don't be afraid. Just go for it. Build a bucket list for the fun things that you want to do in life and build a bucket list for how you want to build your business.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie, for being here. This has been a total delight.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. I enjoyed this. It was a pleasure to hear what you have going on. I'm excited for you.
Yes. And thank you to my co-host, Brenda Stroud. I appreciate you so much, as always.
I appreciate you too, girl.
Yes. Well, sisters, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, and we are your sisters in business, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. Show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious like Bonnie, and make it happen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.